This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. This Friday, Robert Siegel ends his more than 40-year career with NPR. He's held many jobs there, from newscaster to editor in NPR's London Bureau, but he spent most of that time in the role he's known for today, co-host of NPR's All Things Considered. It's one of the most iconic voices of NPR. WBHM's Michael Crow spoke with Siegel, and they began by talking about the early days.
There weren't a lot of us. The studio I'm sitting in right now, which is hardly cavernous, could probably have housed the entire NPR news department as it was then. It was a very young group. We had one big program every day, All Things Considered, hosted by Susan Stamberg and Bob Edwards. And then we had a little late-minute program in the morning after the morning newscast, and I came on to do that little 9-minute program.
10 years ago, I interviewed WBHM's first music director on the event of our 30th anniversary, and he gave me an early air check of his, but it also features you, and I'd like to play this audio for just a moment.
I'm Les Myers for the vacationing Pat Livingston, who will return on Monday. And, of course, tomorrow I hope you'll join me on Wake Up Birmingham when we will feature our TGIF feature, 8 o'clock.
From National Public Radio in Washington, the morning news.
Good morning, I'm Bob Siegel, reporting that British Commonwealth leaders are meeting without Ugandan President Idi Amin. It's easier to say today where Amin isn't.
You know, that was the voice of Mike Waters, who had hosted All Things Considered before I came, at the very beginning. I have no memory of that, of there being that introduction to the newscast.
Well, I don't know if you remember this, but, you know, I sent you that clip 10 years ago, and within about 5 minutes, I got a reply from you that said, Michael, can I pledge now and have that tape destroyed?
Well, yeah, that was me. I was Bob Siegel.
Which was followed by thank you for that horrifying memory, I should add. Why did you have such a reaction to that? What was that about?
Well, you mean when I hear the tape?
Yeah.
I hear myself being very young and being very imitative and feeling, the great need to sound authoritative and older than I was. And I think at least that in more recent years, I have been a lot more comfortable on the air, and I hope I've sounded a lot more comfortable and conversational with people on the air. Conversational was a word that NPR used a lot to encourage people as to how we were supposed to sound, and I pity the person who would have a conversation with me if I talked that way to them.
Well, what keeps you so curious and enthusiastic?
I don't think there's some cause for curiosity. I've always been curious. I'm forever impressed by the news that we report and that I introduce mostly these days. I find that good stories raise questions as much as they answer them, and that as we continue to do our work, often addressing very similar questions year to year, whether it's taxes or wars or the arts, that they forever raise new questions. And if you for me at least, it's an endless incentive to go on and pursue and try to answer more of those questions. As for my enthusiasm, why not? I worked for this place that was a hole in the wall. It was a beautiful facility, by the way, that I came to in 76 with the best looking radio studios I'd ever seen or worked in my life. And here I am. I've had a fabulous job for over 30 years at a place that actually does have an audience and that actually is quite important to quite a few Americans. So why shouldn't I be enthusiastic about that? What can you complain about in that case?
I'm sure you've made many visits to member stations. We do have a picture of you here at WBHM during our fundraiser in 1993. Do you have any specific memories or anecdotes about Alabama or WBHM?
I do. I remember a couple of trips to Birmingham. I did a pair of stories, a series of two long stories in Alabama, which won a Silver Gavel Award. More to the point, I was very proud of them, and I thought they were very good about parole. And I had very good memories of reporting in Alabama and of telling some very interesting stories there.
Friday, January 5th is your last day. Have you figured out what you'll be doing on Monday, January 8th?
I'll be sleeping in. Okay. Later that week, I have a summons for jury duty. Sometime in that week, I may have a dental appointment. Otherwise, I'm relishing the thought of being unassigned and at large with no deadlines, and hoping that I'll stay out of my wife's way around the house as best I can.
That's Robert Siegel, host of NPR's All Things Considered. He ends his career at NPR this Friday. He spoke with WBHM's Michael Crowell.